This is 90.9 WBUR. Good morning. I'm Sharon Brody. When Max Muncy of the Los Angeles Dodgers hit a big blast to left center in the 18th inning, it sounded like this.
Muncy flies one in the air to left center. Back at the wall, and it's gone! It's over! Muncy, a walk-off home run to win game three in the 18th.
That homer gave the Dodgers a 3-2 win and ended the longest game in World Series history. The Red Sox now lead the best of seven series 2-1. WBUR Sports and Society reporter Shira Springer was at Dodger Stadium for all 7 hours, 20 minutes of Game 3. And actually, she is still at Dodger Stadium, and she joins us now by Skype. Good morning, Shira.
Good morning, Sharon. I'm going to do my best to try to string together complete sentences, but it's been a long night or early morning. I'm not really sure which. And yes, I am still at Dodger Stadium watching them clean it up and get ready for game four, which is tonight. A matter of hours, people will be returning. Good. At least reporters will be returning. And players will be returning here.
Goodness gracious. Well, this game, game three, just kept going. What was the scene like at Dodger Stadium?
First of all, you know, you had 55,000 fans hanging on every pitch. The stadium is immense, and it just seemed like all eyes were just intensely focused on what was going on the field. And then there was also this sense of disbelief, particularly as the game headed into the 15th and 16th and 17th and then 18th inning. Like, is this really going on? Is this game still going? And then there were some fun moments when the game went past midnight. There was a big 12 o'clock sign flashed on the scoreboard to mark the occasion. And also during the next break in play, the Wilson Pickett song "In the Midnight Hour" was played. I was actually really impressed that hardly anyone left as the game went on and on. I think there was definitely a sense among the fans that they were part of really special baseball history.
Shira, going from, you know, the stands to the action on the field, what really stood out to you about the Dodgers and the Red Sox play in game three?
In a game like this, you know, you start off thinking something is going to be so significant, like the seven shutout innings pitched by Dodgers starter Walker Buehler, or David Price, who's usually a starting pitcher, coming in relief and seeing action for the Red Sox that way. You know, those are the moments that, you know, you think, oh my gosh, this is really something. And then they become a footnote. But if there's one thing that stands out in the blur, it was really the performance of Nathan Eovaldi, who had been scheduled to start tonight's game. He threw six innings of relief for a total of 97 pitches. And more than that, he was on the mound for the third time in 4 days and pitching late inning after late inning under just incredible pressure. Even though Eovaldi took the loss, his teammates were beyond impressed by what he did in game three.
And we have to point out, he almost escaped with the win in a really wild 13th inning, but it was not to be.
Yeah. Bottom of the 13th, Ian Kinsler loses his footing and rushes a throw to first base. The throw goes wide and Max Muncy was able to score from second. And that error allowed the Dodgers to tie the game 2-2 in the bottom of the 13th.
You know, given the way the Red Sox lost this walk-off homer in the 18th, how much do you think the momentum shifts in the favor of the Dodgers? How likely do you think it is that the Red Sox can recover from this loss pretty quickly? Or conversely, that the disappointment, the exhaustion might wind up really affecting their play in these next games?
Well, all season, the Red Sox have proven to be a really resilient team. And when they were talking with the media post-game, they were saying all the right things about moving on, being ready for game four, eager to get back out there. And also, despite the disappointment, Red Sox manager Alex Cora said he was awed by the performances he saw. So I think they're drawing some confidence from just how all in the players were and how they gave everything in game three.
That was a great baseball game. I don't know, 7 hours, whatever it was, you know. Probably people back home are waking up right now to the end. it's probably one of the best, if not the best game I've ever been part of. The effort from both sides.
I think the bigger issue is going to be physical and not mental. It's more a question of which players will be available and when. After the game, Cora was asked who his game four starter would be, and he said TBA.
Okay. Thank you, Shira.
Thank you, Sharon.
That is WBUR Sports and Society reporter Shira Springer in Los Angeles. This is 90.9 WBUR.